following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
So you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good Thursday morning to you. Glad to have you along with us. Hope you're looking for an hour of taking you up to the lunch hour. Ryan McConnell set to join us. PBR Bull Rider coming to town this weekend on Saturday, the Midway Auto Group PBR Challenge. Get your tickets now. May have an opportunity for you to win some tickets as well. Michael Blund, Associate Editor for Pro Football Weekly, set to join us. Talk a little NFL action. Is probably the, I think, as far as the amount of games go, the biggest number of big games this Sunday in the NFL slate. So looking forward to speaking with him. And
Washington, Dallas. Cleveland, Cincinnati. Some big games I want to talk about, too. What do you think? Dallas, Washington, one of the greatest rivalries? Why are you, what?
See, why do you got a Debbie Downer everything?
You can't have any fun, can you? You're a no-fun guy. No fun, Tony.
Yeah.
No fun, Tony.
No, I'm referring to things like the Jaguars, Colts, the Eagles, Giants, the Saints, Ravens, things of that nature. Jets, Steelers, if the Jets can score.
The Jets are going to have to find a way to play some football. We've got that for you. We've got a great triple header Sunday here on ESPN. You mentioned them, Saints, Ravens, Jets, and the Steelers, and then, of course, the night game, Green Bay, playing New England, which right now, again, is that a game anybody gives Green Bay a chance in?
No.
And how about the despicability of the Minnesota Vikings? There's all kinds of things going on. Did you really sign Patrick Ramsey? Here's the deal. We don't have to.
Where has he been, by the way?
Who cares?
JonBenet's brother. Just falling off the map, and now he reemerges. And there's people in Minnesota scooping the stadium out.
They may not even play there. There are some reports that that's not a done deal yet. Dan Patrick was saying possibly moving the game to Atlanta. I think I think in the back of the mind, they don't want to play there because Minnesota has nothing to play for. They're afraid the fans won't show up, and it's going to be really, really cold. Oops. Joe DeMeo's on the show today as well, fantasyplayersedge.com. If you're advancing on in your playoffs and have a question for Joe, email the program. Email any of your questions to the program, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Catch up with them today. Maybe it's a little holiday gift to yourself. Get your vehicle all fixed up. Phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And there is a game tonight right here on ESPN, Niners-Chargers.
Do you give the Niners a chance?
Big fantasy game. Yeah, I do. Actually, I do. I don't know why. I do. The Chargers, though, have shown in the last few Decembers that they just are too much for everybody.
Singletary looks to be that next coach that, if you lose the next couple, probably going to be gone as far as the pecking order goes. That's what many people are talking.
Well, I would disagree. Give him some players. Give him some players and see how he coaches them up.
Yeah, quarterback's been total disarray since he's been there.
I mean, they got guys with no – I mean, Vernon Davis, Frank Gore. You seem like you got some offensive pieces, and they were struggling early in the season. They made the change at offensive coordinator. Coverage tonight at 7 and kickoff at 7:30. Coming up on the show today as well, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to Saturday night's PBR, the Midway Auto Group PBR Challenge going on at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Saturday at 7:30.
Doug, we got a buddy of ours that stopped by the studio. He's got an event going on over Christmas that he wanted to stop by and mention. And
what time's he dropping by?
He's in here right now.
Oh!
I'm offended by your Browns comment.
Oh, Damon Day!
I'm offended by the Browns comment. We're starting to put some things together, and you're still going to trash us and put us with the Bengals?
I'm offended by the Browns. What do you think about that?
Hill is playing well.
Peyton Hill says the biggest guns in the NFL.
Colt McCoy, a franchise quarterback.
Like we talked about, doesn't turn it over. I mean, it's a good time of the year. You know, the Notre Dame has improved. The Browns are improving. I'm a couple years away from being on top of the world.
Sean Watson's a great offensive coordinator. Oh, let's just lump it all together. Baseball in December. What are you thinking?
No, I am branching out of our little world here in Kearney, and we're doing a camp out in Grand Island at their new Fauner Park Center, and so we're going to do a camp on, I believe it is December the 27th, all ages. We got a total skills camp from 9 till noon for the youngins, ages 6 to 12, and then following that, we got some hitting and pitching skills camps throughout the afternoon. Ryan Sheldon, professional pitcher, is going to do a pitching clinic and be there to help out, and some former players of ours as well as some current players of ours will be back for the holidays. And
Tyler Chamberlain?
No. he was here while you, he was all set to host the show while you guys were at the Big 12. He was in town hanging out.
Have you ever seen Jabba and Tony in the same place at the same time?
No, I have not.
Just saying.
I have not. But you guys are out of town. My son enjoys him. My son enjoyed having Jabba around for a couple of days. Trying to say his name was rather comical, but
what's he think? What's going to happen with him?
Oh, I think he got offered a contract by the Yankees, and you know, he's just doing his thing. He's got to put up some numbers and
might be able to sign somebody.
So, you know, I think he's Well, he's a major league pitcher. I don't think he's too worried about it right now, as long as the checks keep clearing and he's going to try to keep getting better. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that's kind of the thing. So he's doing well. He worked out at our facility for a couple of days, and he looks in great shape. I know that sometimes the camera doesn't always paint the nicest of pictures on people, but he's a broad-chested, thick guy. I mean, he's been doing what he needs to do to get to where he needs to be. Exactly. Same physique as you point to yourself. Well, broad-chested, barrel-chested guy.
My arm's just not quite. I can't come over the top like he can.
Yeah, so we're excited. You know, Ryan had a phenomenal, he was voted one of the top five pitchers in independent league baseball. He's got numerous affiliated teams, Rockies, Royals, some people talking to him about some options, and he's going to try to figure out the one that's going to fit best for him. So we're excited for Ryan and those opportunities, and he wants to give back to the youth, and it's something different we haven't done, and so we're excited about the camp. You can go to lopers.com to get a brochure and answer any questions. It's right there. So we're definitely excited. It's been a crazy off season, and it hasn't even felt like an off season, but you know, now it's bowl season and holiday season and time with the kids. So figure we'll throw a little camp in there. Figure if you want to get the kids out of the house over the holidays, send them. We'll watch them for a while. So
new glove or new baseball gear for Christmas. So you've been working more on your underhand motion than your overhand motion.
Yes.
Okay. Damon Day is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. For the parents out there, you're talking young kids. Maybe it's their first. Maybe they're just getting involved in all this. When you're talking total skills, what are some of the things that you'll be working on?
You know, for the young guys, the biggest thing that we do is have a lot of fun with baseball. I think sometimes little younger kids, or I like to call them little people now that I have one, you know, they want to have fun. They don't want to stand in line and do boring stuff. They want to have fun and get out and run around and have fun with the game. And so that's where we really tailor our younger ages to, is just having fun, really learning the basics of the game, how to catch, how to field, how to throw properly, and really show them how much fun baseball can be. And anytime you're around our players for an afternoon, it's a great experience for young people. So, you know, that's the total skills camp. And then our hitting camps and our pitching camps are very intensive, and we basically teach the UNK way of how to hit and how to pitch. And we've had some success throughout the years in doing that. And so it's not a dumbed-down version, or it's not a type of thing. We teach the full systems of how we believe you need to hit and what are some successful ways to hit. So definitely the hitting and the pitching camps are very technical and very intensive. And they're still a lot of fun. But we try to keep it young. We try to keep it real fun and moving fast for them young kids, because everybody knows their attention span. So we get through the drill sets and get them going and have a lot of fun. So
the hitting all start with a tee.
Yes, without a doubt. That's where they'll probably get about a half hour of live hitting in, because for an hour and a half we'll teach them all the drill sets that we do. I mean, you know, we'll break down a 2.5 hour hitting practice, and our guys will do tees and stationary ball drills for an hour and 45 minutes, and then only get to hit live for about a half hour. So, you know, the only way to hone your swing is to hit the ball. It's funny, you know, I coach T-ball, and they all want to get rid of the tee, and then when they get to college, all they do is hit off the tee. So it kind of comes full circle type of thing. So,
again, it's coming up on Monday, December the 27th at Grand Island's Fauner Park Fairgrounds indoor facility. Total skills for the kids age 6 to 12 go in the morning from 9 to 12. And then for the kids that are 13 and older, they've got the hitting skills from 1 to 3, the pitching from 3 to 5. You can do both. Go to Lopers.com for more information on the Lopers camp. Players, coaches will be there, including, as Coach Day said, Jason Miller and Trey Howell leading the camp. And then Blake Cover, Ryan Sheldon, among those that will be helping his former players. Lopers.com, where you need to go to sign up, and baseball inside, bud.
Yeah, it's the only way to have it this time of year. I'm starting to get nervous. We're supposed to open our season in the Metrodome. Yeah, exactly. Hey, come to Minneapolis and play with half a roof.
You're going to be playing at 9 in the morning and 10 at night again?
No, we play at 7 at night and 7:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
24 hours of baseball, yep, going on then?
Yep.
Awesome.
How is that preseason schedule looking?
You know, we're excited. We're excited. I mean, I'll tell you what. The kids are excited. This was the perfect day. If one more day of me with the players and the players with me, we could have had a revolt one way or the other. So today was a perfect day with them heading home after finals, and they had a great offseason. They really did a nice job. And we opened up against our arch rivals, Wayne State, up in the Metrodome. Huge regional games to start the season. Both of us feel that we're in contention for a regional berth and some conference accolades. And so that's going to be a huge four-game set to start the season. And then we added Missouri Western to our schedule, our first, you know, with us moving to the MIAA. This year and next year, we're going to try to play as many MIAA schools as we possibly can, and getting ready for that transitional period and kind of seeing what it is that this MIAA is all about baseball-wise. So we're excited. And then we get into conference. Let's play 40 conference games against the same teams over and over. You know, I know that politically we're not allowed to say this, but I know there's been a lot of questioning and consternation and a lot of debate over the move to the MIAA. And from the baseball standpoint and from my standpoint as a head coach, we are moving the best way I've explained it is, we are moving from the Valley Conference, which is a nice conference, to the SEC or the Big 12 or the Big 10. I mean, we are moving up and in everything that we do, and I'm excited about that. I truly am, to get those opportunities to play 15 different opponents. I think Blake Cover said it best. He's played here for 4 years, and in season he played the same seven teams weekend after weekend after weekend. And so I'm excited, actually, about the change to the MIAA. I'm not a fan of the RMAC or the RMAC, or you know, especially after the football debacle. I'm nervous about that handling having an impact on us for baseball. You know, so
we'll have fun with Commissioner Beebe. Moving to the Big 12 there, bro.
Hey.
Damon Day.
I would lie. I don't know. I think the MIAA might be better than the Big 12 here in a couple of years. Yeah. At the rate the Big 12's going.
Let's see how that works out. He'll be playing Big 10 opponents here pretty soon, Nebraska. Damon, thanks for coming in.
Hey, I appreciate you guys' support and letting me get in and jump in on a Thursday morning to do some pubs. So
again, it's Monday, December 27th, Grand Island. Go to Lopers.com for more information. Coming up on the show, PBR writer Ryan McConnell is going to join us. And don't forget, folks, if it sounds too good at Midway, it's not. Go to thinkmidway.com, because right now at Midway, during the Christmas season, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or a Midway certified pre-owned vehicle, Midway Auto Group will give you your maintenance free for all of 2011. 12 full months of service. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Always go online, taking care of you. ThinkMidway.com. They still got the Doug and Daddy special going on throughout the end of the year. So if you mention the Doug and Daddy special, you're going to save money on your maintenance as well. We'll take a break, come back, talk a little PBR after this.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up.
Charger.
Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition.
Charger.
For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-15. That's 338-1348 or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Thursday night, it's a West Coast matchup when San Francisco heads down the Pacific Coast to take on San Diego. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in San Diego. Can Phillip Rivers continue his stellar play and keep the Chargers in the playoff hunt? Or will Mike Singletary's Niners pull off the road upset? Tune in to find out. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies will continue throughout the day today with a high temperature in the upper 30s. Northwest winds stay breezy at times around 10 to 15. Then we can expect partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 13. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the Midway Auto Group PBR Challenge is going on at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Saturday night at 7:30. And one of the many great contestants that are going to be on hand is joining us now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan McConnell joins us here on ESPN Radio. Ryan, thanks for hanging on with us, and good morning. How's it going?
Good morning to everybody as well. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great. Everybody's kind of in the spirit right now, not just to Christmas, but I think it's a great time, Ryan. We mentioned this earlier in the week when we were talking with the announcer that's going to be in town, Mr. Wise, that everybody's just come off watching the National Finals Rodeo. And so in December, it's not like the summers where you're going or watching rodeo maybe every weekend or every other weekend. Now everybody's kind of jacked up for this. Are the Cowboys the same way? I know it's been a couple of weeks or a month since you guys come off your big World Finals.
Yeah, it's been coming on 2 months almost. We're dang sure chomping at the bit to get it some more bull riding. You know, we get us a little break and healed up to feeling good, and we're ready to go again. You know, if you ain't like that by now, I mean, you probably don't need to be hanging around the PBR a whole lot, because it's always going no matter what, whether you're going to a tournament pro event or a PBR level on TV.
Ryan, how many events do you do people that are on this circuit, you included, how many events, how many bulls do you see throughout the year?
Oh, shoot, you're talking 30 events and two bulls everywhere you go. I mean, you're on top of that, you're going to other bull ridings throughout the summer, turning pros of the PBR. So you're talking probably 100, 150 head a year on average. I mean, that's just, like I said, just on the average. So you're getting on a lot of bulls, yeah.
What's the toughest bull out there right now?
Right now, the toughest bull going is the bucking bull, the newly crowned bucking bull of the year, I think, and that's Bones. He's from North Carolina. He's owned by Tom T. He's a bucker, and he's got another one called Uncle Buck that really bucks. I think he was second or third behind Bones. So them two I'd have to pick to be the toughest ones out there.
Ryan McConnell out of Oklahoma, so we like him. He's okay. He's an Oklahoma boy, even though his football team beat us earlier this month. He joins us for coming into town for the PBR Challenge. Ryan, let me ask a question here. I don't know if you have to politically be correct on this or not. Why, with such a little amount of time off throughout the season here, why does Kearney draw so many good cowboys to come in for this event?
Well, you got Mark Ward putting this event together as far as stock goes, and a good stock contractor is going to make a big difference in everything. And when you have him showing up with bulls that have been on the PBR trail before that guys really like to get on, and the tough ones that the guys like to challenge themselves to ride, you know, you're going to draw the cowboys as far as that goes. I've never been Kearney personally, but I've heard about the event over and again, and I've been wanting to go, and finally I got my butt in there and got to where I could go, and Mark asked me to do some stuff for him, so I'm looking forward to the event. I heard it's an awesome event. It'll be a good experience for me, and as far as the riders go, there's going to be a lot of good ones there.
Ryan, as far as your biggest personal victory on this tour, where has it been? Where have you taken home the biggest check from?
I took home the biggest check in Birmingham, Alabama last year. It was the 09 season. I won the event. I believe I won about $35,000.
Not a bad week's work, but, of course, there's a lot of
things. No, that'll work, I guess, for me.
a lot of things to pay for on the tour. And, obviously, folks, you can go, and Ryan's got a, as most of the Cowboys do, up on the Team PBR website. You can check out and find out a whole lot more. I got to ask you about this, Ryan. I mean, I'm going back to when I was a little bit younger and being from the Midwest, going to a lot of rodeos, having family ride bulls and in the business. They were never superstars. They were superstars from time to time, and they were real good buddies with the people within the rodeo business. But now, cowboys and especially the bull riders have web pages, have Facebook accounts, MySpace, Twitter, all that out there. When you were just a little guy getting on bulls, did you ever think that you would be a superstar?
No, absolutely not. I looked up to every book. Sharp and Tuff Hedeman and guys like that, you know, the guys that were at the top, and I had only wished being up there one day. So shoot, I'm there now, so I kind of a dream come true as far as that goes, and I'm chasing down a world championship just like they were now.
Ryan, who set yourself, maybe you'll say you, who's the best bull rider right now in the world?
I believe it's me. I believe it's me any time of the day, as long as I got my head on right and got everything rolling right for me.
I like it. He's here in Kearney. Ryan, in your mind, do you know when 8 seconds is? I mean, yeah, the horn goes off, but do you by now, do all these guys know when you're nearing the end of your ride and when you can finish it off strong?
You got a somewhat decent idea of when that's coming up. You really do, but you don't want to be anticipating that, because that's when things might go wrong in a hurry.
I'm almost done. Oh, damn it. Hey, Ryan, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to seeing you and all the great riders in Kearney at the Midway Auto Group PBR Challenge on a Saturday night. Take care.
Absolutely. You guys, too. Have a good one.
Take care. Ryan McConnell joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Going to give you a chance here in just a moment to win some tickets. Also, we've got some big-time breaking news is affecting the Tri-Cities in just a moment coming out of the city of Hastings. We're going to catch up with Mike Will, our sports director in Hastings here in just a moment. But as we go to break, we are going to give you a chance to win PBR tickets. If you've not won already on the show this week, you are eligible at 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Just chatted with Ryan McConnell. We told you where he's from. Where's Ryan McConnell from? You give us his home state, we'll give you tickets. We're back with breaking news after this.
Is there anything that warms the heart of somebody you love in your life, hopefully a female, a mom, girlfriend, wife, daughter? Nothing's better than surprise flowers. Today only, that's right, today only, get one dozen assorted roses for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. Roses always make the ladies in your life feel special. At this price, no brainer. If you've never tried Pro Flowers, give them a shot. Won't be sorry. $19.99 for a dozen assorted roses and a free glass vase. This great deal on classic roses is good for today only. That's right, today. Here's what I want you to do. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention my name, Colin. Or better yet, go to proflowers.com. Click on the mic upper right side. Enter the password, Colin. That's proflowers.com. Click on the mic, type in Colin. Nothing more special than surprising the ladies in your life with one dozen assorted roses.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens, Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? To sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies will continue throughout the day today with a high temperature in the upper 30s. Northwest winds stay breezy at times around 10 to 15. Then we can expect partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 13. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we take care of all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show with our friends at Burger King, where the new chicken club with bacon and tomato and the original chicken club, or chicken sandwich, which has always been great. Buy one, get one free. Maybe you want a couple of buck doubles with bacon for just $3. Maybe you want an icy frozen Coke or cherry Coke on a day like this. Soothe the throat. It is all there for you at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, also located in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Coming up, we're going to talk with Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and we're also going to go to Pro Weekly, Daddy.
Yeah, Michael.
Pro Football Weekly, excuse me.
Michael Blunda, Associate Editor, is going to be set to join us as well. So looking forward to that and And looking forward to the playoff picture starting to clear itself up in the next couple, 3 weeks.
Nebraska, since we spoke yesterday, Tennessee-Chattanooga finishes out their schedule. What do you think?
I think great. You got to have somebody you can take care of. I mean,
we saw this coming.
Yeah.
It was way too late to get probably a Division I. Something weird would have had to happen to have a weak Sun Belt team come in. So Nebraska will open September 3rd with Tennessee Chattanooga, who started the season well this year, was ranked in the football championship subdivisions top 25, 6-5 ended up. We've got breaking news here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to Hastings. Sports director Mike Will joins us. And Mike, good morning.
How's things going, guys?
Well, it's going well, but apparently not a Christmas present over in Hastings. You got breaking news for us this morning. Why don't you let us in, because I know you got a tight time schedule here.
Yeah, no official confirmation yet from the Hastings College officials, but we understand that Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College, has resigned. He is going to take a job at Loras College in Dubuque, Iowa. Now, that's a place that he has served before. He's a graduate of Loras College. He's also been on their coaching staff. He was their offensive coordinator. And he's been at Hastings College as the last 10 years as the head coach. Before that, he was the offensive coordinator here. But we understand it's going to be a quick deal here. The coach has resigned, and he's going to start his new duties on Monday at Loras College in Dubuque, Iowa.
It's kind of a shock, I guess. Also an NAIA school, Mike, or what level of competition does this Iowa school play?
I think it is another NAIA school. We'll check into that. We're just, like we said, getting the information. No official confirmation yet from Hastings College, but we understand he was named the head coach just a few minutes ago. You're getting the breaking news here as kind of we put things together.
So, again, one more time before you go, Paul Merkowitz is stepping down. Any quick thoughts? Will they look at the staff? Are there some guys on the staff that have been there a long time that they may look at? Or is Hastings going to do that search, which they've done with a variety of other coaching openings?
Well, I would think I'll talk with Ian Roberts, the athletic director at Hastings College, later on this afternoon. One guy that really comes to mind right now that's got head coaching experience at the NAIA level is Tony Harper, their defensive coordinator. Of course, he served at Dakota Wesleyan before coming down to Hastings. That would be one name that would pop in my mind right away.
Mike, one more time before we let you go, just kind of repeat what you told us off the top.
Yeah, Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College, is resigning. He's been a member of the Broncos staff since 1998. He's been the offensive coordinator, and that was for 3 years there at Hastings. He then has a 10-year run as the head coach. He is 65-41 in the 10 years as head coach there at Hastings College, and the 65 wins, we understand, the third most in Bronco history. So I think a big blow to the Bronco football program, and we'll try to put more details together as the day folds on. But Paul Merkowitz resigning and take the job at Loras College, a place that he graduated in, received a bachelor's degree in physical education in 1989. A master's degree in athletic administration in 1995. He served on their coaching staff, Doug, from 1992 to 1998 and was their offensive coordinator for the final five seasons of that stretch. So I guess the call of the alma mater, a little bit too much to overcome, and Hastings College loses a good football coach in Paul Merkowitz.
Well, a little good. I guess that's a good thing for Coach that he's finding where he wants to go and has done a great job here. We'll try and catch up with him and have him on the show here in the next couple of days. Mike, we'll let you get off and track him down, and we sure appreciate the breaking news here.
Okay, we'll get you more details as the day goes on.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Will, sports director and voice of the Hastings College Broncos, with breaking news this morning that Hastings College head football coach Paul Merkowitz has stepped down. And now what are we going to do about Merck and Morris on Mondays? They got to hire somebody with an M. So, Tony Harper, we're going to change your last name. We'll call you Marper, and then it'll be Marper and Morris. But congratulations to Merck, as Mike said, out of the blue. And, Mike is more than just a play-by-play slash coach there. They're decent buddies. He's buddies with most of the coaches, as we all try, because they're pretty good people, guys and gals. So Paul Merkowitz stepping down. He's been the head coach at Hastings for the last 10 years to go to Loras College in Iowa. Your thoughts, Tony?
Well, it's obviously a little bit disappointing, especially coming off the year they had a year ago, and they thought they were really building on that. Had a little bad luck this year and probably didn't get where they wanted to go, but I thought they were heading the right direction. I think everybody thought that. You get a product out of St. Cecilia as your running back in Sealy. You think he's going to have good things ahead of him for the next 3 years? And upset the apple cart, so to speak.
Well, let's move on to pro football. Football just about every day throughout the rest of the year here of some sort. And game tonight starts off our NFL weekend right here on ESPN Radio. May not be the biggest game of the weekend, but it's important to both the Niners and the Chargers.
Yeah, we go to Pro Football Weekly. And, folks, if you've never saw Pro Football Weekly and you're a fan of pro football, well, shame on you. You need to check it out. Associate Editor Michael Blunda joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Michael, good morning. Thanks so much for the time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Michael, I just want you to know that Daddy not only wraps his Christmas presents in old Pro Football Weeklies, he never has to buy bedding because he just sleeps with it.
That's good to hear. I hope there are more people out there like that.
Michael, your assessment on a pretty big Week 15 coming up in the NFL.
Yeah, there's quite a few big games this weekend with big-time playoff implications. You have the Eagles going to New York to face the Giants in a really key game in the NFC East that could swing the division one way or the other. You have the Jets taking on the Steelers, it's becoming a pretty big game for the Jets with the way they've been falling back lately. You know, if they lose this one, they're in danger of maybe falling, possibly, you know, out of contention if they lose a couple more. So that's a big one. The Saints taking on the Ravens is another big game with a couple teams in playoff contention. Even tonight's Chargers-Niners game, both teams, you know, well, they're not. It's not the biggest game, but both teams still have aspirations of getting the postseason and have to win tonight's game to really keep that dream alive.
Michael, I think the last few years, obviously, we've been treated to seeing the Patriots go on streaks, you know, playing some damn good football. You saw the Colts do it with Manning. You saw different teams have done it and got on a roll. Pittsburgh, when they got to the Super Bowl, really got on a roll late. But the role the New England Patriots are on right now, I mean, maybe because we're in the moment, it's magnified more, but it certainly looks like that is just heads and shoulders one of the best roles ever in football, is it not?
Yeah, I would have to say it definitely is. I mean, this is a team that got pretty much manhandled by the Browns not too long ago, and people were wondering if this Patriots team was finally the one that was going to kind of fall back to earth, but then all of a sudden turn things around, and the tear that they've been on the past month plus has just been pretty incredible. You know, blowing out great, you know, teams in the league, a Steelers team, they just easily beat down the Jets, the Bears. You know, it's week after week they're just blowing out these other elite teams in the league, and you know, Tom Brady playing at a level that I think few of us have ever seen. You know, just as good if not better than his MVP. 2007 season, and a young defense that's coming together very nicely. I think much better than people would have expected, considering how young a lot of the guys are on that side. So, yeah, the Patriots, to me, you're clearly head and shoulders above the rest right now.
Michael Blunda of Pro Football Weekly is joining us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Let me get your opinion. Everybody seems to have one. I think it's pretty solid that New England is the best team in the AFC. Out of all this mess that we see in the NFC, which is a pretty good mess to have, who is the team that you like?
Yeah, the NFC is a lot different. You know, a lot of teams pretty bunched up, but not a big gap from one to the next. It's hard not to like the Falcons, the way they play, you know, at home, though. They don't lose in that building. Matt Ryan's only lost once in the George Dome in his career. And, you know, they've went out on the road and proven that they could win there, too. So they're definitely a team that could represent the NFC. But, you know, don't forget about the Saints. A lot of people kind of went to the back burner a little bit with how well the Falcons have played. But the Saints are only one game behind them, and they still have a meeting left. So I'd say that the two teams from the NFC South are the ones that I think one of them could represent the NFC come Super Bowl time.
Michael, biggest disappointment this football season, is it our Cowboys here? Doug and I, although they've played well the last three or four weeks when they made the coaching change, or the Cincinnati Bengals stand out to me? Your thoughts?
Yeah, both of those definitely stand out. Yeah, the Bengals, I think quite a few people expected them to take a step back last year. Seemed like it was a little bit of a fluky type season for them, so I guess it's not totally shocking. You know, maybe how far they've fallen is a bit of a surprise, but to me, the Cowboys, a lot of people had them winning the Super Bowl going into the season, you know, in their home stadium. It seemed like everything set up perfectly, and for them to come out and just, you know, look so bad the first couple months and just so flat, you know, with all that talent on both sides, it's hard not to say that they're one of the more disappointing teams out there. And I guess you got to throw the Vikings in the conversation too. another team that you know, almost made it to the Super Bowl last year, and then just came out this season and just looked like a completely different team. So yeah, to me, those two or three teams are easily the most disappointing out there.
And they seem to have given up, and a part of that is not knowing where they're going to play their football games, their home games, which is funny. One other team I'll throw out there, if you were ever going to win the AFC South, this was the year for Houston. Let's stay in Texas, and boy, they just keep losing. And they were losing blowouts, then they lose close ones. It was a heartbreaker Monday night. Some people think Kubiak is one of the coaches that's on the real hot seat. Your thought on the situation there with the Texans?
Yeah, it started off so well for him. I mean, with beating the Colts in week one and looking pretty good to start the season. You know, a ton of talent on that offense especially. But defensively, they've just been getting torn up, especially through the air. Teams have been able to throw all over them. And, you know, it seems like they just can't close out those close games. They had so many close finishes that they easily could have pulled out and just found a way to lose at the end. So, yeah, I mean, this a team that has never made the playoffs, it's kind of it's kind of a tough spot for Kubiak to be in, but he could definitely be on the hot seat just because he's never quite lived up to the expectation that they've had down there.
Michael, do you like the situation the NFC West could have a team at 7-9 win that division and advance to playoffs when there's clearly better teams out there being left out?
Yeah, it's a tough situation. You know, we've never really seen a division quite this bad, I don't think. So I know a lot of people kind of said, well, maybe we should change the rule so a team under 500 can't get in the playoffs. I don't know if that's necessarily something they should do just yet. It might be overreacting just to one bad season, but it is kind of funny. One of those teams is going to host a playoff game and probably be a pretty big underdog against a wild card team. So, yeah, 7-9 team getting the playoffs isn't exactly what you want to see, but until it becomes a trend, I don't know if it's something that we should necessarily go and try to eliminate.
It'll be interesting. St. Louis and Seattle, one of them could win 3 in a row, be 9-7, just like the Cardinals were that went to the Super Bowl. And then all of a sudden, you got a hot team on your hands. Michael, before we let you get out of here, as we look at all these games on week 15, you guys make your picks every week. You got a lead pipes lock, one that you like more than anybody else this week?
Yeah, I like the Bears this week going against Minnesota for, you know, one of the reasons that you said they don't necessarily know where the game's going to be played, and they don't have a quarterback. It seems like we're going to have to start third stringer Joe Webb, who did not exactly look good on Monday night. And he's not, you know, he was returning kicks for the Vikings a couple weeks ago. Now he's a starting quarterback. How often do you see that? So, you know, the Bears, they have to win this game. They can't afford to drop this one with the Jets coming up next week on the schedule. So, I think this is a game the Bears are going to go out and they're going to win relatively handily.
Well, Michael, I know, Doug, we've got to get moving here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We appreciate the time. A quick thought on the Jaguars. If you just told me that Maurice Jones-Drew has, what, just a handful of touchdowns on the year and they're continuing to score points, that would be a shock before the season started.
Yeah, I agree. The Jaguars are a team most people did not expect to be very competitive this year. Most people had them finishing last in the AFC South. And, yeah, Maurice Jones-Drew started off the season slow, but he's actually picked it up quite a bit. I think he has six straight 100-yard games. So, you know, they're definitely one of the bigger surprises. And if they win this week, they actually clinch the AFC South. So that's another huge game on the Week 15 schedule, them going to Indianapolis. Gotta love what the Jaguars have done, considering the expectations coming in.
There is a chance to have some new guys on top or some different people on top. Michael, we sure appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again as we get closer to the playoffs. Thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN.
Sure, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Michael Blunda, Associate Editor with Pro Football Weekly.
Yeah, you made
that. I like the Bears. Joe Webb, Patrick Ramsey. I can't wait till we get Joe DeMeo on. I'm going to pop that question. Which one should I start, Joe? Joe or Patrick? By the way, we did give away our PBR tickets. Don't think we mentioned that coming out of the break with the breaking news. We mentioned that Ryan McConnell, who's one of the top 10 in the world, is from Oklahoma, who picked up the tickets.
And Jason from Ravenna.
Hey, Jason, have fun at Midway Auto Group's PBR Challenge coming up Saturday night, 7:30 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We'll give away another set of tickets tomorrow on the show. Take a break in just a moment. We're going to have Joe DiMeo join us. And don't forget, folks, when you're out doing your Christmas shopping, why don't you do a little for yourself? The lowest prices of the year are available now on Serta mattresses at Bruce Furniture, located in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. You can still get an HD TV with your purchase or a $600 gift certificate that gets you some nice things for other spots in your house. So at the time of year when all is football and bowl games, you get a flat screen too, not just a little handheld thing. It's a 32 or 42-inch TV with qualifying Serta purchases. Plus, the Just Right For You store has free delivery, free setup, and free disposal of your old mattress. The lowest prices of the year, just in time for the holidays on Serta mattresses at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We're back with more after this.
You know what that is? It's the fastest thing known to man. That's the sound of your thoughts and feelings when you're shopping for a car on Autotrader.com. Your head wants something practical, but your heart is feeling something sporty. Fortunately, at Autotrader.com, your head and heart can now compare new and used cars and even special offers side by side, so they both get what they want. Find the car your head and heart both agree on. Go to Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Wait a minute, you might think this is too good to be true. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, two-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance package, a six-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, a 30-day exchange privilege, first oil changes for free, and the finest service center in all the land. It does sound too good to be true, but it's not, because it happens every day right here at the Midway Auto Group in Kearney. With all that Midway has to offer, you might think they couldn't do more. Well, they did, and it's their gift to you. Right now, during this Christmas season through January 1st, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep, or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free for all of 2011. Listen, that's 12 full months of service on them. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Yep, 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 yep. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get, get. 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 Boom, boom, boom. Yep.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Is this the last one, Merritt? Oh, all right. Joe DiMeo is going to join us here in just a second. But don't forget, Thursdays are always open late at Misco's. But during the holiday season, special hours for you, open 7 days a week, just like they are all the time. But extended hours where you can go in and fill out those last-minute Christmas gift ideas or the first gift that you bought this season, because I know some of you haven't bought a Christmas present yet. No matter who's on your list, they'll take care of you at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, where they carry brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and a whole lot more. You'll be better equipped for the games you play or the games you watch with your kids out there tearing it up in Central Nebraska. Plus, root the Huskers on with T-shirts and sweatshirts, over 40 styles, men's, women's, and children's, all sizes for you. They've got Ndamukong Suh jerseys. He's the big thing, obviously. Pick that up at Misco Sports. Wishing you a happy holiday and a happy holiday and Merry Christmas coming up to everyone, including Joe DiMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, good morning.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Joe, I got a question right off the bat here. What do? Joe Webb or Patrick Ramsey? Who do I start?
I think if you're on the second floor, you open a window and just throw yourself out.
Well, if you're in Minnesota, plenty of snow to land in. Great to have you back on the show. For most folks, you're in two situations now. You should be in the semifinals of your playoffs, eliminated, or if you don't go head-to-head, then these week 16, 15, 16, 17 matchups count. Let me start there before we jump into all the email questions here. For those leagues where you're not playing head-to-head and you're playing total points, you're going to run into teams that aren't playing the guys that have been playing all year. How do you keep an eye on who's going to – I mean, how do you outguess who's going to play hard and who's going to not play hard, I guess? What are some of the things you look at?
Well, I mean, fortunately this year, guys, just about every race is competitive. Even, you know, out west, where the Seahawks and the Rams are 6-7. Atlanta's 11-2, but New Orleans is 10-3. A little bit different than years past where teams were 14-15-0 going into this period where you had to make some hard decisions. I have a sneaking suspicion that teams will be playing right through at least week 16. Week 17, you may have some teams that have already clinched and have nowhere to go, and that's where this discussion you know, comes into play. Since they're not playing for anything except playoff seedings, there's no undefeated record. You can pretty much assume that if a team is clinched in week 16, which is week 15 of the NFL season, that they're not going to play their starters any extended period in the last game of the season. So pretty much use your common sense there and recognize that they're going to be holding players out for playoffs if a team has clinched. Right now, nobody has clinched anything except for the Patriots, who have only clinched a playoff spot. They haven't clinched the division, per se.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, I usually come at you with a quarterback, get your thoughts on somebody that's playing awfully well. I had Matt Ryan last week. You go to Jacksonville and the quarterback position, Maurice Jones-Drew is not scoring all these points. The quarterback position, David has elevated himself into at least talk of being in that top tier quarterbacks, is he not?
Yeah, Garrard is perfectly acceptable to use. Let's say you have Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't look like he's going to go this week. Garrard is in that conversation of people that can replace, one of the top guys. Would I sit Vic for Garrard because he's playing the Giants, who are very, very tough? The answer is no, not at all. But he is definitely in the discussion if you are playing a guy who is maybe a second-tier kind of quarterback this week. And you used the example, Matt Ryan. Ryan's going against Seattle. Seattle gives up an awful lot. You start Matty Ryan this week. He's going to invite the Seahawks into the woodshed. Let's not make any question about it. This is going to be an excellent game for Matt Ryan this week.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us every Thursday on the show. If you've got a fantasy football question for Joe, all you have to do is email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Steve wants to know, is it Big Ben this week or is it Eli Manning? Who should he start?
Well, Roethlisberger finds himself going up against the Jets defense. The Jets pass defense has gotten better and better every week because Terrell Revis has gotten healthier and healthier every week. Eli finds himself against Philly in what's likely to be a little bit of a shootout, I presume. I think the Giants have an opportunity to kind of corral Michael Vick, but this is still going to be one of those 28-24 games. Go ahead and play Eli this week over Big Ben.
Joe, need to pick a flex player from these three: Kenny Britt, Mike Williams, Tampa, and Vincent Jackson.
Yeah, I'd love to say Vincent Jackson, but I just can't. I still got to see a little bit more out of him. He is a top-flight receiver. I think the guys who own him are going to love him in Week 16. I'm going to say Kenny Britt this week. Kenny Britt came out last week. Had 8 targets, only caught 2 balls, but got his legs under him. They play everybody's passy, the Houston Texans, this week. Keep an eye on the weather, though, folks, please. I think Kenny Britt's going to be your choice.
Terrence also wants to know, what about Greg Jennings? If Rodgers doesn't play, should he be benched?
Well, it depends on your rotation. I don't know who else is in that rotation. The 50,000 feet view is that he should be benched, yes, without Aaron Rodgers.
I got to play Jennings. I want to play. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here with more questions for Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Chris from Kearney wants to know, two wide receivers, Britt, Crabtree, Steve Johnson, and Sidney Rice. Who should he play?
Well, I don't like Sidney Rice with Joe Webb, so we'll throw him out right now, even though that's a tough thing. Crabtree goes against San Diego tonight. San Diego pretty much is the best passing defense in football right now. Play the other two guys.
So that's from Chris in Kearney. Shannon in Kearney wants to know about a flex player. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, LeGarrette Blount, Crabtree, or Anthony Dixon? And I'm also supposed to tell Joe that he/she loves you. So one of those.
Okay, well, I love you right back, regardless of your gender. Because I'm an equal opportunity lover. That's just the way I am, guys. The way I roll. Ben Jarvis, let's rule out the wide receiver. So we got Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, LeGarrette Blount, and who are the other two? Crabtree and who else?
Let me double check who they put down. Anthony Dixon, Crabtree, Green Ellis, Blount.
I'm going to roll out the two 49ers, so it's now between Blount, and Blount has a real good matchup this week. Everybody seems to be running pretty much willy-nilly over the Lions, even though Ndamukong Suh has been absolutely amazing. I'm going to go with Blount in that group. Shannon, good luck.
The next question is one you can answer, Tony, but go ahead.
Joe, is Jacob Tammy a good sub to replace Antonio Gates, or is there someone in free agency to look at? No, Jacob Tammy is just fine.
Tammy's your horse.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Again, if you've got a question for Joe just here in the next minute or so, you can still email it to us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Look at the game tonight, Joe. If you've got to play somebody tonight, is there somebody that's going to, I don't know, hit a home run, but do you like somebody from either team in tonight's game?
Well, I like Philip Rivers tonight. I think San Francisco is becoming more and more exploitable in the air. It's a question of which wide receivers get to play. I think Malcolm Floyd's going to play. Vincent Jackson should have a big game tonight. I just don't trust him yet, but he should have a big game tonight. McMichael could come up big. He could be a very nice sleeper tight end. The San Diego defense has some merit. Alex Smith, although he's been improving, he does have the ability to implode. It's hard to like any of the 49ers skill players. That would be Crabtree, Westbrook, Dixon, or Vernon Davis. So really, it's kind of a San Diego preference we have tonight in this game.
Okay, I'll ask you one. With the way Minnesota looks here, you play two of these three running backs, Adrian Peterson, Donald Brown, Ricky Williams.
Donald Brown's just not playable. I mean, Adrian Peterson, God help him. That is quite a group. I'd like to chuck that whole group and start over again. But since you can't do that, play Ricky Williams and Adrian Peterson. But that is an implosive group of running backs.
Gee, Tony, I wonder who's got that decision. What team could that possibly be? I have no idea who would be in that hellhole of a situation except yours truly. Good God. I just don't understand it. Well, Joe, you mentioned Philip Rivers. Is he your number one quarterback of the weekend, or are you looking elsewhere?
Oh, no. He wouldn't be number one. Peyton Manning going against the – I don't know. He may go for 405 against the Jaguars this week. That's how ugly they are. We kind of like him a lot. Donovan McNabb may actually be useful this week against the Cowboys. Like I said, Matty Ryan's going to be terrific. Rodgers, if he plays, is going to have a field day. The Patriots are not as good in the back line as they have appeared in recent weeks. If you're in a two-quarterback league, you can start Kerry Collins, who's going against the only pass defense that's worse than the Jaguars from the point of view of giving up touchdowns. The Jaguars are the worst in yards allowed. The Houston Texans. And let me shout out to a great Doug and Daddy devotee who visited us this morning, Terry Cola. We're always thrilled when Doug and Daddy folks drop by the website.
Hey, Joe, we'd love to send them your way. You're the best, and have a great holiday season. We'll visit with you again next week.
Yeah, and a real shout out to everybody in the Kearney area. We'll be back before Christmas, but it's one of my absolute favorite areas. I love you guys, and I love coming on the show every week. Thanks a lot, guys.
Talk to you next Thursday, Joe. And of course, he's there for you 7 days a week at fantasyplayersedge.com. Joe DeMeo, fantasyplayersedge.com. Seriously, in contention and Minnesota. I already told you, I said it earlier in the week, if I even think about drafting Peterson, unless there's some kind of drastic change next August, just come running or whatever it is you do across the room and just knock me off my chair and pick somebody else. I don't even care. Just the next guy on the board. Again, the breaking news here on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz is resigning. He has been named the head football coach at Loras College in Iowa, which is his alma mater. He has been the head football coach at Hastings College for 10 years, was the offensive coordinator for 3 years before that. He had also been an assistant coach and an offensive coordinator at his alma mater from 92 to 98. And here's where Randy comes in. Young Randall says, there's hope for Sean Watson after all. The Hastings College job's open. Well, if it all gives you a headache, they can take care of you at one place, and they can do it for less at USAFE Pharmacy in Kearney.
For less money, for less time, 5 minutes or less for most prescriptions. USAFE Pharmacy, low, low, low prices. Offer a wide range of generic drugs for $10 for 100 days. Yes, you heard that correctly. Many of the generic drugs are available $10, 100 days, over 3 months of prescription medicine for $10. Accept all insurance plans offered in the area. They accept them. Faster service and low prices. Two-lane drive-thru there. If you got coughing, crying kids, go through the drive-thru, giving your kids your medicine faster. Free mail-out and delivery. Convenient location on 2nd Avenue, just south of Dairy Queen. 5 minutes or less. Why would you wait for your prescription? USAFE Pharmacy.
Well, a couple of bits of news before we get out of here. One of the University of Kansas players, Mario Little, has been suspended indefinitely by Kansas coach Bill Self after he was arrested after a fight. So you got that going for you. Colt McCoy will start Cleveland's final three games this season, according to coach Eric Mangini, and that starts against Cincinnati on Sunday. And as you already know, the Vikings have signed Patrick Ramsey and plays quarterback Tavarius Jackson on injured reserve. That means he's out for the rest of the season. Oh, my God. Oh, we want to thank all the folks that stopped by today. Damon Day, UNK baseball coach. Don't forget their baseball clinic coming up in Grand Island inside December 27th. Go to Lopers.com for more information. Michael Blundo, associate editor of Pro Football Weekly. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And PBR outstanding bull rider Ryan McConnell. More chances for you to win tickets. Daddy's selections and a whole lot more. Wrap up our show on Friday.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. And we will play the 12 Days of Christmas. Tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.